Today, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case from the past with possible repercussions for the current war on terror. It involves a Harvard-trained Texas lawyer named Jennifer Harbury. She claims that government officials deliberately misled her about the fate of her husband, a leader in the Marxist guerrilla movement in Guatemala. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Jennifer Harbury claims that for about a year and a half in the early 1990s, CIA officials knew about the torture and murder of her husband. They knew because one of the participants was on the CIA payroll. Subsequent investigations have substantially confirmed her allegations and the fact that the CIA notified the State Department that Harbury's husband was alive and likely being tortured. What this case is about is whether she has the right to sue high-level Clinton administration officials for what she claims was their systematic concealment from her of information she sought in 1993 about what had happened to her husband. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, Harbury noted that within days of her husband's capture, the CIA had notified the State Department of her husband's status, and yet State Department and White House officials were telling her and Congress they had no information, that they had, quote, scraped the bottom of the barrel to no avail. By deceiving her, she charges, they deprived her of her constitutional right to go to court to save his life, a right that is now gone.
It's too late. He was either thrown from a helicopter or dismembered many years ago. That claim cannot be brought back. That's what this case is about.
But Anthony Cordray, representing the former officials, said to allow Harbury's lawsuit to go forward would inhibit the free flow of communications between citizens and their government.
We think that it would be a mistake to draw the constitutional claims so broadly that any time a government official says, we'll look into it and get back to you, that could be the basis for a constitutional lawsuit. That's simply too much.
Inside the courtroom today, Cordray faced some hard questions. Justice Kennedy, so your position is that if there's a police cover-up, the victim of the cover-up has no right of access to the courts? Answer, yes. Justice O'Connor, even if one of the purposes of the cover-up is to prevent individuals from learning information that would provide the basis for a lawsuit? Answer, yes. After all, this could apply to a sting operation. Justice Ginsburg, but a sting operation is to uncover a crime. Here's an American citizen trying to get information for a perfectly legitimate reason. Justice Breyer, suppose a bunch of rogue policemen are holding someone in jail and his wife comes in asking if they've got him and they lie to her. Would she have a suit? Answer, no. Supporting lawyer Cordray today, the Bush administration's advocate Ted Olson told the justices that if Harbury were to prevail in this case and her lawsuit were allowed to go to trial, that virtually all communication between government officials and citizens, including the press, would dry up. Olson, there are lots of instances where the government has legitimate reasons to give out false information. Jennifer Harbury then rose to make her argument. It's a rare thing indeed when a person argues her own case in any court, and the old adage is that a client who argues his own case has a fool for a lawyer. But if Harbury's argument lacked finesse and was occasionally a little strident in tone, it wasn't a disaster either. Nor did the justices question her with their usual ferocity. Rather, they openly acknowledged the tragedy she'd experienced and gently but firmly pressed the weakest point of her argument. If she had not been deceived, how would access to the courts have helped her save her husband? As Justice Ginsburg put it, access to the courts for what? The use of torture violates U.S. law, Harbury maintained. It violates CIA regulations, and had she known what the State Department knew, that her husband was alive and being tortured, she would have gone to court in the U.S. to stop funding for the torture. I would have sued for the most fundamental right I have, the right to defend my family from harm by the state. Justice Breyer, but how is a court supposed to know what to do in the conduct of foreign affairs, given that the constitutional responsibility for that is with the other branches of government? Answer, I'm not saying they had a duty to tell me anything or to give me national security information, but the government cannot take affirmative steps to deceive, whether it's locking evidence in a desk drawer in a criminal case or locking it in a file drawer, as in this case, and telling someone there is none. A decision in the Harbury case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.